Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hotel Mars, episode N, with Doug Messier of Doug Messier Substack, following the space news. The space news disappointed me severely when Blue Origin, we've waited for quite some time for Blue Origin to deliver its big rocket, its big motor, into orbit, because we needed a companion to SpaceX's success. Never use just one campfire when you can have two. However, there was a failure of boosting the satellite into proper orbit that it was carrying. The investigation has not, at this point, given me examples of what happened, but I'm turning to you, Doug. This was a disappointment throughout the system. Do we know that they can correct it, or is it still a mystery?
No, they announced the reason for that fairly quickly. There's two BE-3 engines on the second stage, and one of them underperformed. So it left a satellite from AST, Space Mobile, in unusable orbit. Now, this satellite is designed to produce communications directly from the satellite to your cell phone, and they're building a network of constellation of that for 248 of the satellites. So that satellite was a loss, and it's being covered by the satellite company's insurance. So it was a setback for them. A few days after that launch failed, they got approval from the FCC to launch 248 of these massive satellites in order to provide global direct-to-cell communications. So it's a very disappointing for Blue Origin. It was the third launch of the new Glenn rocket. The first two had succeeded in doing what they were doing, and this one failed, and it's their first failure.
We need Blue Origin to be successful. Does this affect the moon plans?
It does. Blue Origin has a Blue Moon lander. It's a cargo version. The Blue Moon Mark I is a cargo version of the spacecraft that they want to land astronauts on the moon with in the next couple of years. So that cargo version is going to carry 3 tons of equipment to the moon. And it's a pretty vital step to creating a larger human version. And so they're going to launch that this year, and the schedule is now kind of scrambled. It's not clear how long the New Glenn will be grounded due to that upper stage failure.
Does this affect the schedule to land on the moon in 28?
Well, that's a good question. NASA's just finished the Artemis II mission, where it sent 4 astronauts around the moon. The next mission is going to be in Earth orbit in late 2027. They want to be able to dock with the one or more of the landers under development. Blue Moon has one of the contracts to develop a lander for human to put humans there, and SpaceX has the other. It's a Starship derived vehicle. So you've got those two things, and it's Jared Isaacman, who's the NASA administrator, says that they're both on track for that test. Late next year, that could slip again. The goal is to have at least one landing, maybe two, in 2028 with astronauts. So it could do that. We're not sure exactly where SpaceX's Starship program is in terms of adapting Starship for a lunar landing.
Is there a backup for Blue Origin?
Not really. I mean, not for the moon at this point. I mean, they're going to launch through the Artemis 5 mission, which would be the second landing. They're going to use the Space Launch System and retire that. And that launches the Orion spacecraft, which has to dock with one of these two landers. So it's a little uncertain as to what's going on.
All right, I need some good news. This is disappointing. So we're going to go to Mars. We believe this is the European Mars rover by the European Space Agency. And I think it was due to be delivered about 1492 or something some time ago. It's taken some time, but there's an excuse. The Russians were part of this project, and they dropped out or were kicked out. I haven't decided which is best to say. But they're promising by 28 a launch. Do you believe it, Doug?
Yeah, they seem to be on track for that. And what happened is that the Russians invaded Ukraine in 2022. There were sanctions placed on them by the European Union. And the agency launching this, European Space Agency, had to abide by that. So cooperation on this, also cooperation on Russian launches out of the European spaceport in French Guiana, ended. And the Russians had some key technology and systems on this that had to be replaced. They turned to NASA, and it looks like they're going to be launching in 2028, 6 years late. And it wasn't due to any fault by the Europeans. They were due for a 2022 launch, it seemed. And then war broke out and all hell broke loose.
I'm looking at a photograph of what appears to be a model of what they're going to look like. It looks extremely like Curiosity and Perseverance. Same methodology, comes down on and then ramps off of its parachute platform and then has six wheels. Same thing, yes?
Yeah, it's very similar. And they're going to be looking at soil and taking measurements on the surface. It'll be the first European rover on Mars. Previous rovers were done by the United States and by China. So this will be a big deal for Europe.
Right. It's named Rosalind Franklin. So they'll probably call it Rosie when it does its work. We've got Percy for Percival. We've got Curiosity for Curiosity. And we'll probably, I'm guessing, Rosie for Rosalind Franklin. In 2028, launched late 2028, so it'll be on the surface if all goes well by 2029. Doug Messier, Substack, The Good and the Bad News from Orbit. I'm John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.